Democratic State Senator Ira Silverstein sponsored a bill in 2016 that would compensate victims of crimes for their legal expenses. The legislation never passed. Denise Rothheimer advocated for that bill.
He used it as a means, like a carrot, where he had power over me.
Rothheimer testified at a committee hearing today that was called after an open letter was published detailing a culture of sexual harassment at the Capitol without naming any names. But Rothheimer called out Silverstein, saying he would comment that he liked having meetings with her because she was pretty to look at, that he would call her at midnight, and that he ended his support of the bill when he thought she had a boyfriend, then brought it back when he found out she didn't have a boyfriend.
I lost 20 pounds. My hair fell out. I was so scared that I would have to admit myself into a hospital because I went down to like 109 pounds. I had like no control in the situation.
In response, Senator Silverstein told WBEZ, quote, "I apologize if I made her uncomfortable, but I await the commission's findings." That commission he's referring to is an investigation into the incident by the Legislative Ethics Commission. That's one issue that came up at today's hearing. Where should people like Rothheimer go when they have a complaint? New legislation supported by House Speaker Michael Madigan would have them go to the Legislative Inspector General, but that position has been vacant for a few years. Madigan says they're working to fill the position. His new bill would also make lobbyists, lawmakers, and staff undergo sexual harassment training. Madigan was asked about the message he's hoping to send.
Better knock it off because you're going to get in big trouble. You can ask a member of the Senate that question.
Madigan's been a member of the legislature since 1971. He says he didn't know sexual harassment at the Capitol is as pervasive as women say it is, but he's heard rumors. Tony Arnold, WBEZ.